Good morning. Just sitting here. Lying here actually in bed. With my thoughts. Just basically thinking about a few things that I've been doing over the last couple of days. One of them being the purge. I'm starting to cut down on information that I'm receiving from people on, what is it, Twitter, which has actually been quite good. What I've noticed, it's been more quite freeing. So I'm doing that. Because I've noticed that people on Twitter have all kind of become they've all kind of become kind of cliquey. So, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about was part of a project to do with outsiders. And the funny thing about it is, on Twitter, even more so, you're even more so an outsider. Even on Facebook as well, you could be deemed as an outsider as well. So, basically, I refuse to conform. I refuse to become the type of person society wants you to become or wants me to become. The person that, if you check it, the person that on a Saturday morning, the day after you've worked a 5-day week, or in my case, a 4-day, on a Saturday morning, you get up. You read your newspaper, which you have delivered to your home. You have your cup of coffee. You have your cup of tea. It's more fashionable to have a cup of coffee. And then you get up, and then you shower with what's that shower gel that they're promoting at the moment? Sanex, I think it is. What's it? And then you buy that, and then you go up there. What was it? You do your hair, and you make sure that you've got your feet freedom, dyed hair, looking all nice. You put on your H&M clothes, or your M&S clothes, or your clothes from Gap, or your clothes from Benetton, and you step out, and you don't go through. I live in Hackney in London, so you don't go through the back streets. I know, you go through the main street where everybody could see you. Then you go on the high road, and you don't go down the rough parts of Hackney. No. You go down the, you know, the more eloquent bits of Hackney. You go down Stoke Newington if you want to be seen. And not even Stoke Newington, you go down Stoke Newington Village. Basically, I'm not willing to conform to that idea of being a Stepford, being this person that's